This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. What are your plans for tomorrow, Limits, for a big Thanksgiving?
Well, we have Thanksgiving first at my grandmother's in Youngstown, so we'll go to that. That'll be fun. And then meeting up with other family later on at the house.
Do you go as a family to Youngstown? Everybody packs in the same car like when you were little?
Typically, but I'll be playing in the Turkey Bowl, so I'll be getting there a little bit later.
Is the Turkey Bowl a tackle football game?
The Turkey Bowl used to be a tackle football game. Now, we've gotten a little bit older, so it is TBD if the Turkey Bowl is going to be a tackle football game this year, but it's going to be a safe game to make sure that nobody gets hurt.
And what position do you play?
I usually play receiver. Usually everybody plays receiver, and there's like an
a slot receiver like Julian Edelman, or an outside guy like George Pickens?
No,
and if there's a Hail
slot.
Mary at the end of the game, are you going to be involved in the play or getting a fight in the end zone?
If there's a Hail Mary at the end of the play, I will be the man waiting for the deflection at the back of the end zone to catch it.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 47, cloudy skies, 50% chance of rain overnight. All right, we mentioned Mike Williams. What a very, very odd situation. This dude comes in and from out of nowhere makes a great catch. And if you really look at that catch he had against Washington, it was over the opposite shoulder, over his head. And that takes a lot of concentration, skill to do that, especially in that moment. He hasn't been targeted since then. And we're sitting here talking about, can you get Brian Kelly? We're sitting here talking about the same thing over and over.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
How about him losing a big commit? the number one quarterback in the country, decommitted from LSU and is going to Michigan.
Anytime Brian Kelly loses anything, I'm pleased, including games, which he's lost some big ones this year. But it's the same conversation about the red zone. We've gone up and down the list from play calling to Justin Fields to Connor Hayward to the offensive line. What about Mike Williams? That's what he does. He's a red zone guy. Where's he been, Limits?
Your guess is as good as mine. Has he been checking out the incline? Has he been looking at the city on Mount Washington? I don't know where he might have been. Well, I mean, seriously, it doesn't make any sense why they would trade for him and not utilize him at all. Like, is he going to turn into Melvin Ingram saying, I don't want to be here anymore? You don't use me? I don't think so.
Oh, no.
But, I mean,
is he going to quit like LeGarrette Blunt and Ingram? Who else quit in the middle of games?
AB, in Tampa?
James Harrison quit in the middle of his final season. That would be horrible if he pulled a Melvin Ingram. Suddenly he's got a hamstring going into this game. Next thing he's gone.
Remember he was injured before he was eventually traded? Or no, that was a...
I don't get it. And does it get back to the idea that he's sort of a 50-50 replica of George Pickens? And is it a good thing or a bad thing to have two of similarly styled receivers like that? You know, I think it was Matt Ryan who said the first week that it's good because then as a quarterback, you take your pick. You have two options to go down the field, and the safety's got to commit somewhere. If there's a single safety back there, you got to go with one. You go to the other. But I guess the other has to be on the field to make that happen. And then you wonder, listen, on certain plays and certain packages, we only want one moonball 50-50 guy down a sideline. We don't want two. We want other different options. Well, none of the other options are really coming into play that much in the red zone. So what do you do? Where is he? What's happening?
I mean, they could even use him underneath, anywhere. Because looking at the snap counts that come out on Mondays, and I guess it was Friday last week.
Do you have it?
It was low. I'm going to pull it up right now. But
I mean, I don't get it.
I think it was seven.
Skowronek has more catches over the last couple weeks than him. Is that right? Or at least the same?
Yeah.
How many didn't Skowronek make a play against the Ravens?
Mike Williams had 19 snaps. Ben Skowronek only had two snaps against Cleveland this past week.
Against Cleveland, okay. Yeah, and he only has one catch. Well, that's the same. He has the same amount of catches as Williams since Williams got here.
Yeah, but Williams was a game-winning touchdown. So you might think that they'd use him maybe a little bit more after that.
You would think. I thought that's why they brought him in. What's the problem? He didn't adapt to the offense in New York. Is that happening here, too? I don't know. Was Tomlin not asked about that yesterday?
Oh, he was. And here's what he had to say.
He's done a nice job, man, just fitting in, learning our football and how we go about our business and getting himself ready for what we're asking him to do week in and week out. And it's reasonable to expect that to continue and grow the longer he's here.
He's getting ready. He's that sprinter that's waiting for the gun to go off, and it must take like an hour for the race to start. I guess that's what's going on with Mike Williams. He's ready. He's just waiting.
Which game are you looking forward to the most tomorrow, Limits? Chicago at Detroit, Giants at Dallas.
Oh, that one.
Or Miami at Green Bay.
I cannot wait to watch the Giants and Dallas. That is going to be so much fun. There might be a combined 10 points scored in that one. Miami and Green Bay, for sure.
Chicago and Detroit for me. A legendary matchup. And Caleb Williams against that team. I just love games in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Me too.
It's a great tradition. Ever since I was a wee lad growing up in Buffalo. But yeah, Miami-Green Bay is going to be good. Green Bay, to me, is the most under-talked-about good team in the NFL. I mean, Jordan Love was hurt for a while, and they're a third-place team right now, but they're 8-3. People talking about Mike Tomlin for coach of the year. Can you believe the Steelers? Oh, my God, this is amazing. Well, the Packers are 8-3. Are they amazing? They happen to play in the same division as the Lions. It's not their fault. They played an unbelievable game, by the way, a couple weeks back. It was what? It was a 10-point game in the end, but it was that game competitive at the end? Nah, they cut it. Nah, it wasn't really that competitive. Shame on me. Anyway, they're 8-3, but nobody talks about them.
No, and Malik Willis won them a couple games, who they ran out of town in Tennessee.
I know.
For Mason.
Who's the coach of the year for you right now?
Well, Dan Quinn has lost all favor in that.
You know who it is for me?
Mike Tomlin.
No.
Not anymore.
And you know who I think should win by a landslide is Andy Reid.
No, I disagree.
This is a team, there's a certain sort of description of teams that win Coach of the Year, coaches that win Coach of the Year. And the description of their team is they came from nowhere, from rubble, to be a surprise. This guy, every single team has that game circled. Every single team's gunning for the Chiefs. They're trying to do what has never been done before, which is win three Super Bowls in a row, and they're sitting here at 10-1. I don't give a crap about their point differential. Whether they're going to actually do it and whether the fact they've played so many close games is a sign that they might not is a very separate conversation from who's coach of the year, who's having the best regular season. This guy and that team, unbelievable the way they find ways to win games. Even the one they lost was highly competitive well into the fourth quarter. It took a fourth down run by Josh Allen, or we'd be talking about an 11-0 team.
They've won back-to-back Super Bowls. Coach of the Year is supposed to be a coach rising up a team from the ashes.
We have to go.
I would go with, even though this isn't rising from the ashes, I'd go with Campbell in Detroit.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.